Well, Forbes magazine reveals the 100 most powerful women in the world, and some of the names might surprise you. Elizabeth McDonald is the senior editor at Forbes. Elizabeth, good morning.
Good morning.
This is so much fun. I can't believe how many votes Martha Stewart got. Before we get to the list, however, how did you choose? You picked basically the top 100.
Right. We looked at a candidate list of about 300 women, and we called it back to 100. We had a team of about 15 staffers drilling into these women's resumes, drilling into their bios. We wanted to see two things, their economic clout and their cultural clout. We just really wanted to drill in deep into the bios to see what these women's accomplishments have been.
First, let's take a look at the top 10.
Sure.
Number one on the Forbes list of the most powerful women is Condoleezza Rice.
That's
and
right.
Was there any debate within your magazine about that?
No, because, you know, she's not only the first African-American woman to be Secretary of State, she's also served two other presidents. She's reinvigorating the role of Secretary of State with a kind of diplomatic activism. You know, she's taking on genocide in Sudan. You know, she's dealing with the Israeli-Palestinian conflict. So it was clear to us that she was number one.
And Secretary of State of the most powerful nation in the world.
That's
so
right.
I think that's also instructive. Also, the next three, 2, 3, and 4, are women most people may not, Americans anyway, have not heard of. Wu Yi, the vice premier of China.
Right.
Also, Yulia Tymoshenko, who is the prime minister of Ukraine, and also Gloria Arroyo, the president of the Philippines. What makes them so powerful, 2, 3, and 4?
Well, what's interesting in particular about Yulia Tymoshenko is she is a woman who led the Orange Revolution to oust this former corrupt regime. She's also taking on the oligarchs. You know, when we're doing this list, I'm always mindful of what Margaret Thatcher once said. And she said, you know, I don't mind how long my ministers talk, it's so long as they do what I say. We're looking for women who have courage and conviction, who have a vision, and who take charge.
Okay, but now, next on the list, now 5, 6, 7, 8, and 9, are all American women who head up large corporations. As we look at their faces, it's interesting to note that all the way down to the bottom of 9, you have actually, after Sally and also Brenda coming up next, you have Oprah Winfrey.
That's right.
Now, why is she down so low when so many people on the street thought that she should be high?
Our algorithm that we have set up takes a look at various economic measures. We're trying to find the economic metrics that show how large the economic sphere that these women hold sway over. So these women who are the businesswomen, they run multi-billion dollar corporations, and they have tremendous economic impact down on Wall Street or in corporate America.
So we may not know specifically how much impact. We may not know their names, but they have much more impact than we realize.
That's not to say Oprah doesn't have economic impact.
She has a huge cultural impact.
She has a huge cultural impact. Her show is aired in 112 countries, including the U.S.
Okay. Also, number 10 is Melinda Gates, the co-founder of the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. I think it's Melinda and Bill Gates Foundation, actually.
That's right.
But the bottom line on that one is that because of her charity work? Because there's so much money they give.
Right. The endowment that they run, the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, is about a $28.8 billion foundation. It is huge in the humanitarian world.
Okay. Also, let's go down the list further. You've got number 12, other notable women, Julie Gerberding, who is a director of Centers for the Disease Control in the United States, very important job. Also, Hillary Clinton, number 26, and you put her ahead, way down the list, number 46, Laura Bush, the First Lady of the United States. And I'm surprised that she is down so low.